Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
From Dayton, Ohio, Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Welcome into Day Air Ballpark in the Gem City. Game 3 of a 6-game road trip. Lansing Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons. The Lugnuts won the opener, but yesterday the Lugnuts fell in 8 innings, shortened due to rain. Another Dayton Dragons dominant pitching performance. 9 strikeouts for the starter Javier Rivera, and solo tallies for the Dayton Dragons in the 2nd, the 3rd, the 6th, the 8th innings. That was enough for a 4-1 win. Today, the Lugnuts look to strike back. Let me welcome in my broadcast partner, Adam Jaxa. Let's begin with the pitching. Because right now, Adam, Dayton has the scouting report on this Lugnuts lineup.
Yeah, they really do, Jesse. I mean, they've been able to strike Lansing out left and right, and it's not just been these two games. It's been all season. In the 11 meetings, they have double-digit strikeouts in 9 of those. So adjusting to that slider, adjusting to those pitches outside of the zone that the majority of these right-handed batters are swinging at, that's going to be key today for the Nuts. They're going to bounce back and get some more offense today.
They're going to have to do it against the right-hander Jonathan Harmon out of Northwestern State, the 13th batter 2 years ago. What are your thoughts on Harmon coming in?
Well, I think it's very similar to Javi Rivera yesterday. His last 2 starts specifically, check out those numbers. He has been exceptional, hasn't given up any runs in the last 2 starts. The strikeout numbers are up through 11 and 2/3 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 9 strikeouts. So they're going to have to be disciplined today again because this is a guy that's got another slider to work off that fastball along with a changeup and a curveball.
Lugnuts saw him earlier in the season, got 6 hits and 3 runs against him in 4 innings back in April the 24th, and he was charged with the loss. The Lugnuts starter on the other side is the lefty Will Johnston. This is his first start since May the 14th.
Yeah, and Will Johnston, he pitched very well the last time out against Peoria, but it'll be just like it was with Carrasco, his first start on the road. So we'll see. He's been a touch better as a reliever, but the last time out, very encouraging in that win against Peoria in the last day in May on Friday.
Well, coming up next, I had the chance to sit down with Danny Batista Jr. The Lugnuts offense is going to have to unlock Dayton. And Batista Jr. had one of the big swings of the series 2 days ago in the opener.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by the Lugnuts' Danny Batista Jr. What's the biggest home run you've ever hit in your life?
The biggest home run I've ever hit in my life. We got to take it back to 2021 Stockton. It was a walk-off homer. My first ever walk-off, to be honest. And it was a homer. And it was really sick because we were wearing these Kelly Green jerseys. Yeah, it was a special night. And yeah, it was incredible.
Did they Gatorade dump you?
They did. It was red Gatorade and some water.
They hit you square?
Oh, yeah. They got me perfect.
That Ports team I was watching, it felt like there were tons of walk-offs. Is that true?
Yeah, there was a lot of walk-offs, you know. A lot of great players over there. You know, you had Sody, you had Lawrence Butler, just to name a few. But, yeah, that team could really hit.
I remember talking to Alex Jensen before you came to Lansing, and he was like, Danny has come so far, keep an eye on him. And then I watched how you progressed last year. You're still working hard. I'm still watching you progress. What is the current thing that you're working on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, baseball is a game of adjustments and everything. And as of right now, you know, I'm playing outfield, playing infield. So I'm just working on my daily routines in both positions and also, you know, trying to square my pitch right when I'm hitting. Yeah. And Kuz and I were talking a lot. You know, Sammy Sosa, we were looking at his swings, how he does a toe tap as well. And just the contact point on the inside pitches, and, you know, we were doing a really good job working on that yesterday, and it was awesome.
How do you get to the inside pitch and barrel it like that?
Yeah, no, it's just more of a reaction thing. Try and catch it out in front. Then again, you can't really think about it because you got to cover more sides of the plate and everything, so it's more of a reaction and just hands in and get it out front.
It's so funny to me that so much of hitting is the body knows what to do, and so you just got to get your head out of it. When you go up to the plate, how much are you going, okay, here's what I'm expecting from the pitcher, and how much of it is you going, all right, my body knows what to do?
Yeah, you know, as a hitter, you really try and hit the ball where it's pitched, so you can't really think too much, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, in practice, we do a lot of reps, a lot of working on all sides of the field, and it's just a muscle memory at that point. And, you know, like you said, just the body kind of knows what to do. You can't really force anything, and everything will come natural.
Defense at first base. I remember when you started last year, you and Jack Winkler. How comfortable are you feeling right now?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling so much more comfortable than last year. You know, it was a brand new position for me. They kind of put me there at the end of spring training and didn't get a lot of reps over there, but, you know, game reps and everything, progressed through the season, better and better, better and better. Now I know what to work on, you know, my daily routine I have to do in order to, you know, just have it come natural. Yeah. And, yeah, this year, you know, had the experience last year, and this year has been a lot better for me. You know, even picking the ball, that was a big struggle for me last year. And, yeah, I know, you know, just trying to do the best I can to make, you know, these infielders look good and hopefully get a team win right there.
You've had some of the wildest defensive plays that I've seen this year. Scrambling, diving at first base. Your sliding catch in front of the Fort Wayne dugout. Was there a play where you're like, oh, I was proud of that one?
Oh, it was definitely the sliding play, the pop-up to the dugout. It was, like, I know I'm an outfielder and everything, but it's just, like, it's a long run, you know, it's the distance and everything, the pop-up was less, and, you know, I had to time it right, had to see, like, where I was at, you know, and it was awesome.
Joined by Danny Bautista Jr., are you the leader of this team?
Leader, you know, we have a lot of leaders. You know, it's different. I'm more of the guy who tries and cheers everybody up, you know. I'm always looking to make someone smile. Like Johnny, he doesn't really smile much, so every day I tell him, like, yo, like, I'm trying to make you smile one way or the other, you know. So, yeah, I'm more of like a, I don't want to say clown, but yeah, just cheering everybody up, you know.
Wait, have you cracked him?
Oh, yeah, always, you know. It's really different, you know, different type of guys, you know, Spanish players, English players, so I have to kind of see, you know, what they like and stuff like that, kind of tap into that.
This brings us into home games. I see, because the camera's pointed right into the dugout. The pregame, can I call it ritual? What should I call this?
Like a pregame hype, I want to say.
Yeah, pregame hype. How did this start?
You know, like, just growing up, you know, and playing in Dominican Summer League, or just playing over there in general. You know, we love drums, we love making noise, and, you know, I was like, all right, we got some Latin guys, you know, they can keep a rhythm. And, you know, we just go from there, trying to get the American guys to join us.
Are they joining?
They're watching from the side. They're clapping. They're laughing. So at the end of the day, you know, if the team is, you know, relaxed, loose, you know, I feel like I did my job there.
Be like, guys, we're winning. We could win even more.
Right. Yeah. It's like, all right, this is hot. Let's keep it rolling, you know?
Do you have a special handshake with each guy?
More of like a 70%.
Yeah.
You know, like, it goes back to, like, just what they like and stuff like that. I'll try and incorporate stuff, you know. Like, with Bulbas, I've seen a lot of Colombian dances and stuff like that. They do a little twirl, so, like, you know, we incorporate that there. And, yeah, just I want to have, like, a connection with all the players and everything.
I love it. You do your homework. You put in the work.
Yeah, of course, you know. Especially being bilingual, like, you kind of have to, like, you know, play both coins and just – yeah, it's awesome, you know, just talking to everybody, see how they're feeling, how I could cheer them up or anything, you know.
Seems right now that you don't have to cheer a lot of guys up because we're up. How much fun are you guys having?
Oh, you know, winning is amazing. It's the best feeling ever. And, you know, when just the pitchers and the hitters are aligned, good things are going to happen. And, you know, this team is very special.
That's Danny Bautista Jr., Lansing Lugnuts outfielder slash first baseman. Today, the DH. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Let me bring in my broadcast partner, Adam Jackson, right now. Adam, I think we've got time for the Lugnuts starting lineups.
All right, Jesse, let's do it. So, with Lansing today coming in 28-25, they get ready for game 54. Johnny Butler leads off in left. Henry Bolte bats second. He's your center fielder. Aribio Angeles, day off yesterday, bats third, playing shortstop. Will Simpson hits cleanup. He's at first base. Brian Buelbas is back as well, batting fifth in right field. Luke Mann hits sixth, playing third. Danny Bautista Jr., who Jesse just talked to, batting seventh as the DH. C.J. Rodriguez, a day off yesterday, is batting eighth and catching his introduction to this series. And Colby Halter rounds out the order at second. Butler, Bolte, Angeles, Simpson, Buelbas, Mann, Bautista Jr., Rodriguez, Halter. Jesse, who you got for the spotlight man today?
I'm going right to the top of the order because it needs to be Johnny Butler. He needs to spark things. And we saw him yesterday with the early walk, the steal. He scored the run. That was their only run. This offense is trying to turn things around, and it starts with him.
Okay, 26-27, the Dayton Dragons have Jay Allen II bumped up to the leadoff spot in right field. Hector Rodriguez bats second in left field. Sal Stewart hits third, playing second. Cam Collier hits fourth, playing third. Cade Hunter hits fifth and catches. Carlos Jorge is the DH, batting sixth. Ethan O'Donnell in center field, batting seventh. Victor Acosta, after a day off yesterday, is at shortstop, hitting eighth. And Yan Contreras, batting ninth at first base, as he is in the lineup for the first time in this series. Allen II, Rodriguez, Stewart, Collier, Hunter, Jorge, O'Donnell, Acosta, Contreras. What do you think?
It's Cam Collier. He was 0-for-1 yesterday. He drew three walks. He had not been hitting well, but he crushed Lansing pitching earlier this season. They are treating him very carefully. He has the most power on Dayton.
Okay, well, he is a top five prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, so one to watch out for today. We are ready for the anthem. They've got color guard today. Both teams lined up the first and third baselines. Lansing in the black unis and the gray pants, and Dayton in the home whites. They are honoring hometown heroes, the family of the game. He's down there on the field right now. And we will send it down to the field for tonight's national anthem before we get ready for game three here in Dayton, Ohio.
Colors at tonight's game is a joint color guard representing Centerville, Moraine, and Miamisburg Police Departments. Please remain standing until they have exited. Tonight's national anthem is being signed by Melanie Mamula, joined by Temple Christian School ASL players. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats for our national anthem. In honor of Dragons Police Night presented by Lyme, performing tonight's anthem is Dayton Police Department Officer Devin Portis.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the
All right, the color guard makes its way off the field. Devin Portis from the Dayton Police Department, a welcome rendition of the national anthem. That was outstanding, and we've got an outstanding night for baseball. Thursday, June 6th, 2024. Happy D-Day. The Lansing Lugnuts are hoping that they can get back in the W column today as they fell yesterday in 8 innings, 4-1 in a rain-shortened game, so we are split here. Lansing won Tuesday, Dayton won yesterday. See if the Nuts can take a 2-1 series lead. The Dragons in the home whites, the Lansing Lugnuts in the away blacks, just above 80 degrees, mostly sunny skies above with some clouds, and a whole clan of Goldberg Strasslers in the booth. But the one you care the most about, here he is, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa, you are outnumbered, sir. The Dayton Dragons line up defensively as follows. On the outfield, Jay Allen II is in right. Ethan O'Donnell plays center. Hector Rodriguez is in left. Around the infield, Cam Collier is at third. Victor Acosta is at shortstop. The second baseman is Sal Stewart, and the first baseman, Jan Contreras. The catcher is Cade Hunter. And that brings us to the man on the mound, the right-hander. What are the keys for the Lugnuts to beat Jonathan Harmon?
Stay within the zone. Easier said than done. They've been swinging at so many pitches, especially that slider away to right-handers. They have got to be more disciplined today and stay off those pitches that run away from them. And if they can do that, they can keep the swings in the strike zone. I think this offense can light it up once again like they did Tuesday.
A couple key numbers to tell you about. Henry Bolte in the first two games of the series, 1-for-9, double, 8 strikeouts against Harmon. He had doubled, he singled, he scored 2 runs his first meeting. Will Simpson also, 2-for-2. We begin on the first offering, misses inside, ball 1 to Johnny Butler, 7:08 p.m. Butler was 0-for-2 against Harmon the first time around, righty to lefty. A ground ball past the diving Contreras, a base hit into right field, and Butler's aboard. How about a leadoff single for Johnny Barrels?
That'll work just fine. How about Johnny Butler leading off, getting on base all 3 games in this series, Jesse?
He was my spotlight player, and that's why he is doing what he needs to do. And now, here are the bats that you'd love to see step it up. First, Henry Bolte, whom Dayton has pitched so effectively. Righty, righty. First pitch. He fouls it off at home. First pitch, slider. How many sliders have we seen?
A lot. And we've seen them early, especially against this guy.
I asked Will Simpson earlier today, are they feeding you a heavier diet of sliders than usual? And Henry from the corner shouted out, yes! And a 1 to Bolte from Jonathan Harmon. There's another breaking ball, and it slides in. A called strike 2. And then Luke Mann piped up and said, I haven't seen this many sliders since White Castle. And he looked around, and I smiled, and he said, finally, I'm around people who get my references. The man from St. Louis had been on the West Coast. They didn't get him. 0-2. Bolte fouls it off the hands, right side. First baseman Contreras over. That ball's over the screen, 7 rows deep.
So he was feeling the blues, huh?
He was. You know, White Castle, it's square.
Well, you calling the Lansing Lugnut players a little square?
I'm not. They would not get the reference. And I'm not saying that for the Lugnuts. I'm saying that the Stockton Ports. Look, man is in a better surrounding, eh? 0-2, runner goes. The pitch fouled back. Butler back to first. Bolte stays alive. Once again, off speed from Harmon. This has been a Lugnuts offense that we have commented on this before in Great Lakes, in Fort Wayne, the Peoria series. And now here against Dayton. Early on in the series, they've needed to adjust, and then they do adjust. And then they start mashing. Pickoff over, Butler back in. So here we go again. First two games of the series. They won game one only because how much they battered the right-hander, Brock Bell, out of the bullpen, scoring 9 runs against him in 1 2/3 to win it 9-2. Again, the 0-2 pitch for Bolte. Butler moves. The pitch is outside. Go down to second base. And the tag in time. He tried to swim around it. But Sal Stewart tags at Johnny Butler. And there's one away in the top of the first inning. per second, Adam, I thought maybe he got around Stewart, especially watching Stewart's reaction. We've got the replay here. And I do think that Johnny pulled back. I think he reached that hand in. Stewart tried to tag him again, but the base umpire Cousins called him out. A 1-2. A ground ball bounced foul down the left side.
I don't know if he was out there. I thought he did an incredible job of using the swim move. Like you said, I thought initially it was safe. Ball beat him there, but he moved that left arm and came around with the right. I thought he got the top side of the bag before Stewart tagged him.
And looking at Stewart's reaction, I agree. Here's the pitch. Down and away. Didn't chase the slider. That's a big call. They go from Johnny Butler being in scoring position, nobody out. 2-2 on Bolte, working his way back in. Harmon winds, throws. Line drive down the right field line. That baseball is foul. It disappears from view here. So I don't know about you, but I looked at the bases umpire, Kaz Cousins, in his first game umpiring in the series. We had the fill in the first two games, and he put his hands in the air.
You shake him around like you just don't care?
It looked to me like he cared.
Well, that's not the point.
No. The hokey pokey is what it's all about. Ninth pitch of the at-bat to Bolte, a 2-2. Outside corner, strike three called. And he strikes out again. 95-mile-an-hour fastball on the black.
Well, it's a better at-bat. It's just it's a frustrating finish for Bolte. And it's one of those moments right now. He's working through it.
Here's Eribiel Angeles. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Righty, righty. The kick, the pitch from Harmon. He tried to bunt it, but he missed. Fastball right down the middle. Strike one. 95 right now for Jonathan Harmon. The kick, the toss. Breaking ball up and in. Let me ask you, Adam. Rhett Lauder was in this rotation. He got promoted. Kevin Abel was in this rotation. He got promoted. With what we've seen from Rivera, Cardona, now Harmon, 1-1, that's up and in. There's a case to be made that Dayton, on opening day, had the best starting rotation in all of High A.
Well, it looks like from day one, they had the best team from day one.
Harmon's pitch, popped up by Anales, foul, and out of play over the right side. Air to the Lugnuts dugout.
I mean, they're loaded with good starting pitching. They have prospects aplenty. Up and down their lineup, they look like they should be better than a couple games under 500.
Yeah, they are 26 and 27 coming into play today. 2-2 in Anales. The break even. Slider chased and missed up above the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts from Harmon. Bases the minimum in a scoreless first. Let's go to the bottom half of the first inning. Dayton is coming up against Will Johnston.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts are blanked in the top of the first. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Allen, Rodriguez, Stewart coming up. against the Lugnuts D as follows. Wearing the road black uniforms, the great Lugnuts across the front of the chest, black caps, black bills, silver Luggy on the front. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Simpson at first, Halter at second. Adelaide at short, man at third. Butler at left, Bolte in center. Robus in right. For the southpaw from A&M, Will Johnston, Adam.
Yes, sir. Four-seam fastball, slider, and a changeup for Johnston. He makes his third start with the Nuts right here.
Jay Allen the second. First pitch, high. Ball one. Jay Allen the second batting first. I don't know. I batted second the first two games. Right-handed batter. The kick, the pitch. And that missed a little low, a little in, according to the home plate umpire, Schmidt, Brandon Schmidt.
Apparently he's a little eager to get up there to the plate tonight.
A 2-0. And that breaks low. Went slider. Three balls and no strikes to Jay Allen the second.
I mean, he's got two L's in his name. He's got two A's in his name. It just doesn't mesh.
He wears number two in his home white uniform. The fourth pitch to Allen, and he takes it right down the middle. Fastball at 89. Three balls and a strike. It's only right to a man wearing number two, everything number two, to give him strike two. Here's the pitch. That's high, and it's ball four. And the first Dragons batter is aboard. Well, Jay Allen the second draws his 20th walk of the year. There's a two in that. There's also a two in his steals. 12 steals, twice caught.
The walk shortener, two Bs.
That's such an outstanding point. Here's the number two hitter, Hector Rodriguez. Lefty versus lefty. No score. Nobody out. Johnston looks over. Deals. Bunted foul into the screen. Strike one. Rodriguez acquired via trade with the New York Mets a couple of years ago. In the first game of the series, batted leadoff. Homered in his very first at-bat. But since then, Adam, he's 0-for-7 against Lugnuts pitching in the series. Johnston looking at Allen. Deals. Broke it outside. One ball, one strike. Will Simpson holds Allen the second close at first base. Well, that doesn't feel right. Allen the second at first. The 1-1. That two misses down and away. Has Jay Allen the second ever considered being a second baseman?
I think it makes sense. He could be a catcher, too.
Score it. Position number two. The 2-1. Rodriguez grounds it right side to his left. Halter picks, spins, and throws to first in time. Will Simpson acknowledged him with a point. Fine play. Allen the second, 2 second on the ground out. And that, one down.
That's an excellent play. I mean, he turned, looked at second, realized it was a long throw, and he probably wasn't going to make it. And then he spun his way back to first to get the out. Great, great play right there by Halter.
Now Sal Stewart. Runner in scoring position, no score. Lefty to righty, Allen runs. The pitch is low. A throw to third base. One hops on man, didn't collect it. Hopped up on him, chickled behind him. Stolen base number 13 for Allen. So now 90 feet away. First out, Sal Stewart to give Dayton the very first lead of the ballgame. Stewart, one of the few right-handed batters for Johnston to face. The first one was Allen. Enfield's creeping in. A ball and offering from Will. Up and inside with a fastball. Very first stat I've looked to, Adam, is sacrifice flies. But Sal Stewart does have two this year. Three-way tie for first on Dayton. A 2-0. On its way. Fly ball, right field, shallow. Robos battles the sun, makes the catch. Allen tags, throw to the plate, up the third baseline, and Allen slides in safely. 1-0 Dayton on the third sack fly of the year for Stewart. I wonder what would have happened on an accurate Robos throw to the dish.
Hey, he's out. If that thing's in there, he's out. But it's a little bit up the line from Guelbas. It was a good throw. It was a good job getting behind it, but just not quite at the plate.
Cam Collier now, two outs, nobody on. Lefty to lefty. Collier takes strike called inside corner. So the route around the bases for Allen. Walk to second on a ground out. Steal of third. Home on the sack fly. No hits yet. The pitch. Collier takes. Ball one breaking down and away. Well, here's the guy that there has to be a little bit of concern about. He's young. He's only 19. 1-0 Dragons. Johnston delivers. He broke that one right in there. Slider for a called strike two.
This is the first guy he's got ahead of with two strikes. So good pitching right here by Will Johnston with the bases empty.
Johnston's pitch. Collier chops it to the second baseman, Halter. To his right, he grabs up the middle, tried the transfer, and he fumbled it down to his feet. Collier reaches. Likely an infield single with how far that baseball was pulling Halter away from first base. I mean, Kobe Halter to his left, now this time to his right. He stabbed it with the backhand. Collier running well up the first base side, and it is called an infield single. First hit for Dayton. Collier on. Kate Hunter now, lefty to lefty. The pitch up high and in. Ball one. I was talking to Mitch Myers earlier today about the Dayton Dragons pitching mound. He said that it's taller than most. And so if a pitcher likes to be tall, it can be real good out there and dominant. Ball one offering. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. But the thing is, might take a little bit of getting used to in the early going. I think that we're seeing is Will is not quite sharp yet.
Not yet, which is rare for him. He doesn't walk a lot of guys. But yeah, he's definitely still trying to settle in here. Give up a run here and get through the rest of it. I think you'll live with that after one inning.
No hard contact so far. Johnston to Hunter, 1-1. Down low and away.
I mean, he's just getting behind every batter. Outside of Stewart, 3-0 to Allen. Rodriguez, who was 2-1. 2-1 to Stewart. And 2-1 now to Cade Hunter.
Yeah. Not the recipe. Two balls and a strike. Hitters pitch here. Cade Hunter swings and fouls it back over our heads. Fastball at 90. Two balls and two strikes. At third base, pacing back and forth, the manager for Dayton, Vince Harrison Jr. There comes the 2-2. Strike three called at the top of the zone. Hunter down watching. First strikeout for Johnston. Let's go to the second inning. Dayton scores a run on a hit, a walk. No errors, one man left. 1-0 Dragons through one inning from Dayer Ballpark.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Dayton has the game's first lead. 1-0 Dragons as we go to the second inning. On the right-hander, Jonathan Harmon out of Northwestern State takes on the Lugnuts, Simpson, Buelbas, and Mann. Clean-shaven right-hander, 6'4", 200, 1 pound, against Will Simpson, 6'4", 225. The deal, a ground ball hopping off the mound, knocked down by the shortstop. Acosta delivers it late to first, infield single, Simpson. Victor Acosta did a fine job getting there after it took a kangaroo-sized hop right off the mound. But Will Simpson, too fast up the line. And the first man is aboard in the second straight inning for Lansing.
102 off the bat. That deserves a base hit, Jesse.
Yeah, I think so. I'd so bring up Brian Buelbas. Righty, righty. 1-0. Lansing's down. The pitch. Strike called outside corner. First inning, Johnny Butler reached on a single. He was caught stealing. Here's the 0-1. Down and away. Did he go? He did not on appeal. One ball, one strike. The bases umpire, Kaz Cousins. Those feet are spread wide.
Yes, they are. Let's go hands on the knees.
Yeah, scissors, baby. We were talking about the different umpiring formations. The 1-1 is waved out and missed. Fastball in off the plate at 92. One ball and two strikes.
Well, you see, Jesse, when you're in the field of play and you're not wearing a glove, you want to make more of a window rather than a door.
I was thinking that an umpire should keep his feet closer together, and that way you could stay on your toes just in case you need to dodge. It's a pitcher's pitch on 1-2. Robas took the slider down and away. Ball two. I think that if you spread your legs wide like that, you anchor yourself. You can't move in a hurry if you have to.
You just jump up like a starfish. Get out of the way.
Like a starfish. Nobody out. Simpson at first. The 2-2 is dribbled up the first base side, taken in by Harmon. The other hand to Contreras at first. At number one, Simpson moves up to second.
Nothing wrong with that. Basically a swinging bunt, first base side. Brian moves the runner over.
Oh, you know what, too? We've seen so many strikeouts for the Lugnuts in this series. Just putting the ball in play. So Simpson 180 feet away from tying up the game at one. Here's the man who knocked in the first Lugnuts run yesterday. It's Luke Mann. Had an RBI double a day ago. First pitch here. Strike called, inside corner. Broke in the slider beautifully. Harmon is a four-pitch guy. Fastball, slider, change in a curve. Looks at Simpson. Deals. Head on the air out to left field. Hector Rodriguez leisurely to his right, now in for the catch. And Simpson back to second base. Then he dropped it on the transfer. But he quickly picks it up and gets it in. And Simpson is stuck at second base. There's two outs. Base umpire Cousins immediately on it. Hector Rodriguez had that ball in his glove, suddenly was sitting there at his feet, and Cousins said, "Everybody, don't panic, don't panic." Righty, righty, Danny Bautista Jr. takes the breaking ball, called a strike, inside corner. Every one of these Dayton starters can spin it. That's what we're seeing from Harmon. Can the Lugnuts break through? Two outs, down by a run. The deal. Fly ball pounded out to left, but there's Rodriguez again to his left. One-hand snag. Side retired. A leadoff single left at second. Going to the bottom of the second inning. Dragons 1, Lugnuts nothing.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Carlos Jorge, Ethan O'Donnell, Victor Acosta, 6-7-8, the Dayton Dragons. The Cincinnati Reds High A affiliate coming up for the bottom of the second against the Lugnuts lefty Wilt Johnston. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Little Charlie announcing Carlos Jorge to lead off the last of the second. Lefty to lefty, Jorge DHing. At the pitch, swing and a miss, way out in front. Huge cheer for Little Charlie as they clear the green and black director's chair off the dugout. Charlie walks back up through the stands. At 0-1. Bouncer foul off to the right. Rose up a cloud full of chalk dust as that ball hit right on the inner margin of the left-hand batter's box.
Charlie was charming.
I think so, too. 0-2. Carlos Jorge is gone. Swings and misses at the slider away. Wilt Johnston strikes out his second straight batter.
There we go, Jesse. There's the pumped-in strikes right there.
The appearance that really opened my eyes to how good he could be. When Johnston first opened with the Lugnuts, 5 innings, 2 hits, scoreless ball against South Bend, that was great. No walk, 6 Ks. Deals to Ethan O'Donnell. It's bunted up into the air, right side of the mound. Hops once. Johnston picks it. The backhand shovel flip goes down the right side into the Lugnuts bullpen, and O'Donnell hits for second. Dug up out of there by the second baseman, Halter, who wings it in. Bunt single, throwing error, Will Johnston. In retrospect, I think, Adam, that if he just lets it bounce, maybe it goes foul, or at the very least, he eats it. But he tried to make a play, and there was no play to be made.
Yeah, you understand. I mean, there wasn't an angle there. That was going to be really, really tough. But that's a great bunt right there by Ethan O'Donnell.
Yes, it was. Like a drop shot in tennis. Here's Victor Acosta, switch hitter, batting right. On the pitch to him. Low and away, ball one. No, what I was thinking back to about Will was his appearance against the Great Lakes Loons. The 3 hitless scoreless innings where he struck out 8. Went into Dow Diamond and shoved. The ball went offering. Acosta takes a caught strike. Fastball snapping in at 90.
Had that bulldog mentality. How many sixth inning slangs can we get in here, Jesse?
That's it for what we've talked about most recently. For me, in my memory, a 1-1 pitch will wait. It looks about on the fake throw into second.
He was dice.
He did dice. He certainly did. Victor Acosta, the number 8 hitter and starting shortstop, waits. 1-0 Dragons. Runner at second, the pitch. Check swing, it was down. Do they appeal? They do not. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Acosta is a top prospect in the Reds organization, but he's off to a tough offensive year. Hitter's count here, on its way. Fisted, shallow line drive, caught by the leaping Halter at second, and then he fired it right past Donnelly's. It's rolling over near the Dayton Dragons dugout, and to third base, Ethan O'Donnell. It's a great leaping catch by Colby Halter, and then he threw off his back heel to nobody. He was trying to double off O'Donnell at second base. Onale is the shortstop covering. And yet, there was no play there. O'Donnell was already back in. and the throw was nowhere close to Angeles.
Just no need there. Hold on to the baseball. It's the same thing we talked about with Will Johnson moments ago, but this one even more clear. I mean, O'Donnell is already back at the bag at second. It's a short little looper, so it's not a long throw to third. Just hold on to it, run it back into the infield. And instead of that, now a second error, allowing O'Donnell to get around the bases.
Don Schulte has called the conference on the mound. Hands on hips for the pitching coach. Everybody grouped around. Yan Contreras is coming up, the number 9 hitter. Dayton already leading 1-0. I go back, Adam, to what we talked about at the very start of this series. Remember, we were saying errors are going to determine these games. Dayton's errors helped open the door for the Lugnuts in the opener. Yesterday, it was the Lugnuts' errors. And here in this bottom of the second, back-to-back errors by Johnston and Halter.
62 errors now for the Lugnuts in 54 games. But still a chance to get out of this half inning.
Can Johnston get Contreras? First offering up and inside nearly hit him. Yan Contreras, batting right, the starting first baseman, hitting 113. A pitch, swing and a miss. 89 from Johnston and Bayan. I mean, the Contreras numbers, 7 hits and only 62 at-bats, 2 doubles, 1 triple. The 1-1, breaking ball down and in. 2 balls and a strike.
I mean, you got to go right at this guy.
6-4, Johnston bends over, gets his sign, straightens. Steps back, leg kick, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Fastball up and away, he went after. Checks in with the home plate umpire Schmidt. Was it a strike? It was a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Throw it again.
Or throw the slider right into the zone and freeze him. 2-2 from Will Waits. Time called by Contreras. Contreras, 23 years of age, out of Vega Baja, Puerto Rico. A 12th rounder of the Cincinnati Reds 5 years ago. Here's the pitch. Popped it up, right side. Will Simpson, the first baseman, back down the line, called off. Halter into shallow right, makes the catch, staggering. But Colby secured it, and the inning is over. O'Donnell after the bunt and the 2 errors left at third base. So, breathe easy. Adam Jacks is coming up with the call of the game as we go to the third inning. The Dragons won, the Lugnuts nothing.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design. Hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Hello there. It is Dragons Police Night at Dare Ballpark. So we just had a youngster that got to dress in the half inning. Got to dress up like a police officer. We had the police officer from Dayton sing the national anthem. He did an excellent job.
Great pipes.
Here's CJ Rodriguez. You got some great pipes. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike 1. Jesse, you're singing the 7th inning stretch every home game. Come out to Jackson Field. You can hear it live in person out the broadcast booth window. The pitch. That's down the outside corner. Strike two.
When I lost my voice, how did you enjoy getting the chance to do it?
Oh, I love it. Good challenge. 0-2. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. I don't think it sounded nearly as good as yourself, but I like it. It's fun. Harmon kicks and throws home. Swatted back up off the netting. This is CJ Rodriguez's first introduction to this series. Cole Kahn has come up since last Wednesday, so two catchers now, and Kahn has played in the first two games, so first chance for Rodriguez, batting 210 this year. Kicking the pitch, swing and a miss, and the tag out by Hunter as he gets Rodriguez. Third strikeout for Jonathan Harmon. Well, Jesse put together a collection of the strikeouts in the Lansing-Dayton series so far this year. And let's give you an idea, through 11 games, what this has looked at game by game. Colby Halter steps in from the left side. 1-0, Dragons leading, top three at Dayer Ballpark. The pitch home. It's up high and outside. Ball one. So, these are Dragon strikeouts of Lugnut batters. Game 1, 13. Game 2, 15. Game 3, 13. Game 4, 12. Game 5, 8. The pitch. Breaking ball inside corner. Strike 1. Game 6, 11. Game 7, 10. Game 8, 8. Game 9, 10. Game 10, 17. The pitch. It's up high. And finally, yesterday, it was 11. So, 9 of the 11 games, Dayton has had 10-plus strikeouts of the Nuts. 2-1 pitch. Line drive, back out to center field. Base hit for Halter. Good connect there from Colby Halter, his second hit of the series. And for a third straight inning, Lansing has a single.
Timed up a fastball well. Just dropped the barrel right down upon it.
Yes, he did. So no strikeout there. Good news. Three more strikeouts of Lugnuts tonight. But this shows you how impressive Dayton pitching has been, because Lansing is one of the best offenses in the league. Here's Johnny Butler. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased that one in the dirt. Lansing coming into tonight is second in the league in on-base percentage. So they get on base up over 350 as a team. They're second in average, and they're first in runs scored. Yet Dayton has been a thorn in their side.
Do you know where the Lugnuts rank in strikeouts?
The 0-1 pitch. This is on the ground, back up the middle as well, into center field. Up to second goes Halter, and then the ball is misplayed by O'Donnell. Halter turns, and he's into third, sliding safely. First air tonight on the Dragons. It's Ethan O'Donnell. They're at the corners with one out in the third for Lansing.
It's such a beautiful heads-up play by Colby. And oh, by the way, error number one all year for O'Donnell. But Colby was watching him. He was watching the whole way, and the momentary bobble. O'Donnell reaching down for the glove, and the ball staying on the grass as he brought the glove up. Colby never hesitated, broke immediately for third to take advantage.
Somebody's watching you. Pitch home. Henry Bolte takes a breaking ball down low. Ball one. No, Jesse, I don't. Where are they at in the strikeouts?
So the Lugnuts are sixth in the league in strikeouts. They're right in the middle. And if you take out their games against Dayton, they'd be one of the toughest teams to strike out in the whole league.
1-0 pitch. Bolte takes a breaking ball on the outside corner. Well, this is the guy. Lansing's best prospect. And he's got big pop, but he has now struck out 9 times in this series, including a longer at-bat, but took a fastball on the outside corner in the first. Throw back to first. Johnny Butler slides in safe with the right hand. That's got the oven mitt on it. Butler tried to steal second, reaching with a base hit in the first, so the back of his uniform up on his right shoulder, it is lathered in dirt. The pitch home. Bolte cues it back off the backstop. One ball, two strikes. 8 strikeouts for Bolte, but the first at-bat today, it was more encouraging, Jesse. He was fouling pitches off in that at-bat.
The Lugnuts during batting practice faced the machine. The machine was set to sliders. They've been practicing against spin.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Just tardy on the fastball. Well, the strikeout pitch both times to Bolte has been the fastball on the outer edge. That's 93.
It's pitching backward, right? That's the formula, is you go breaking stuff early, fastball late.
So now it's going to take a Arabia Lanale's hit to tie this game. 1-0, Dayton leads in the top of the third. Halter is at third, Butler at first. Lanale's a strikeout in his first at-bat. The pitch, swinging a weakly hit ball towards short. Acosta has it, sets, fires to first. Lanale's just gets beat. He was hustling down the line, but not to be. And Lansing strands two in this half inning and still has none up on the board. Third, 2.5, 1-0, Dragons on this Thursday in early June.
Imagine the hospital experience. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine you're a child. This is why Starlight exists. Starlight programs help kids in the hospital cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg Strassler with you tonight. The Retirement Village people dancing to Macho Man up there on the dugouts, and they are all dressed up. Construction worker, policeman, we've got a sailor. The crowd loved them. What'd you think, Jesse?
I think that they have been an institution here in Dayton, Ohio for a long time. The very first year I came here, I remember saying, boy, the Retirement Village people, that's an idea. They'll be back for YMCA.
Well, they certainly nailed Macho Man. Here comes Jay Allen the second. Pitch home. Well, Johnston gives this one in there. That's given a ride to Allen down the left field side. Foul. Well, they were practicing Macho Man during Lugnuts BP today, and the guys were loving it. Will Simpson was dancing around. Pitch home. That's down low. One ball, one strike. Drawing some smiles. Ruben Escalera was getting involved. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there. 1-2. So good work by the Dragons, and another full house tonight at Day Air Ballpark. Good crowds, as expected. They always sell out. The pitch. Breaking ball is popped up first base side. Foul territory. Simpson giving chase towards the bullpen. Goes back, and he makes the catch. To the left of his hip, great grab on the run in foul territory in the sun for Will Simpson. Jay Allen is retired, one away. Dragons in front, 1-0. And here comes Hector Rodriguez. There's been some base runners against Johnston. A walk and a single in the first. A single in the second. It's the first man here in the third. The pitch, that's down low, one ball, no strikes. The man, Will Johnston, out of Texas A&M, 6'4", 220, 23-year-old. Shout out College Station, gig 'em. Pitch home, breaking ball, down low, two balls, no strikes. You ever been down to College Station?
I haven't.
Oh, Jesse, it's beautiful down there.
The 12th man.
Football stadium is massive. Up over 100,000. 2-0. It's a little bit up. Three balls, no strikes. And the baseball field, gorgeous. And there's a train Kind of similar to Lansing, although the train is off in the distance. The train runs right beyond the outfield. Pitch home. That's in there. Fastball, strike one. And they've got 12th man, the fans. They also have 12th man productions. A great video and creative department down there at College Station. 3-1. Swing and it's sent weakly towards short. Charging on Angeles. Has it stumbling. Throws to first. It's late. Infield single. Hector Rodriguez. So a base hit per half inning against the A&M Aggie. And there's one on with one out in the third. 1-0 Dragons leading.
That's the classic lefty. Put the ball in play. Get the running start out of the batter's box. And A. Rebiel had that momentary hesitation. That's all it took.
And those are the moments that Lansing is missing with all of the strikeouts they've accumulated over the last few days. Remember, 9 runs on Tuesday, but that was because they hit 3 home runs. Sal Stewart steps in from the right side. The pitch, up high and outside, ball one. Lansing has not been a big home run hitting team this year. That's not been their style. They do have 37, again, about middle to towards the back of the pack in the Midwest League. 1-0 pitch. This is popped up left field. Butler coming in the sun. Underneath of it, now backs up, and he makes the catch. Rodriguez retreats to first. 2 outs. But Lansing has much more got their hits with doubles and triples. They lead the league in triples. They're third in doubles. They draw the second most walks in the league. So again, home runs has not been their style for offense. Here's Cam Collier. The pitch. Lefty swats it back out of play. Strike one. 1-0 Dragons leading. Bottom 3, 2 outs. Runner at first.
Adam, just going back to what you were saying about Will and Texas A&M. Have you seen him wearing his Aggies football jersey?
Oh, I have not.
Oh, yes.
The 0-1. Down low. Good stop by C.J. Rodriguez to knock that down.
Where's his Johnny Manziel number 2?
Money signs. Johnny Manziel. Check out the doc. That was interesting. That's on Netflix. Did you watch that one?
I didn't.
You should. 1-1 pitch. That's a little bit wide. 2-1. Johnny, I think he still hangs out there in College Station a good amount. He likes it down there. And obviously, he is beloved. Just a different dude. And boy, he made some highlight reel plays. Pitch home. Right down the chute. Ooh, just a touch low on the outer edge. 3-1 on the lefty, Cam Collier. I don't know if I've seen this before. Collier ahead in the count, 3-1. He called time. Usually you see that when you're down to your last strike. Open stance for Collier. Johnston throws. Down low, and this one kicks away from C.J. Rodriguez, first base side. Up to second goes Rodriguez.
If you're going to bounce one away, bounce it away and not all that far away on ball 4.
Yeah. Second walk given up by Johnston. So 2 outs, 2 on. Dayton has been threatening just like the Lugnuts have. But Johnston gave up the solo tally in the first. That's been it. He's got to get Cade Hunter now.
This is the player who's the pressure is on Adam because they're not giving Cam Collier anything good to hit, right? 3 walks yesterday, a walk the day before that. This walk here, he's reached base twice. But Cade Hunter was handled in the first inning. Can you handle him here again?
Well, we're going to find out. The pitch home. Popped up, foul. Back out of play. Hunter 2-for-8 in this series. As mentioned, he was struck out. It was a high breaking ball. Great pitch to get him in that first inning. A beautiful night and a full house on this Thursday, June 6th, 1944. No, it's 2024. But happy D-Day, remembering that fateful day. 0-1 pitch. That's fly back out of play. Saw a veteran that was walking the concourse, and one of the Dragons Concourse employees looked at him, saw his hat, and said, "Thank you, sir, for your service." And he very much appreciated that. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Will Johnston, thank you for your service. That's his third strikeout, second of Hunter. He leaves two stranded. We're off to the fourth. Dayton 1, Lansing none, down in Southwest Ohio.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Okay, we head to the fourth inning here in Dayton. It's a beautiful evening for baseball. Coming up on 8 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. Got Heater and Jim, the two Dayton mascots out there. They are slowly walking their way down into the Dayton dugout, down the third base side. Lansing in the away blacks tonight. Black batting helmets, gray pants. And here comes Will Simpson to lead off the fourth. Dragons one, Lugs none. See if they can change that. Simpson a base hit in his first at bat. Jonathan Harmon turns, kicks, and throws. Runs it inside. Ball one. Boy, with the batting practice today, there just seems like there were too many home runs, specifically out to left and left center, for there not to be one tonight. The pitch. Breaking ball grabs the inside corner. Strike one. And Simpson had some big swings. He didn't like that call, and neither did Trackman. Looked inside. 1-1. That's outside with the slider. 2-1. I mean, Simpson was hammering them. Angeles, Bolte, Guaubas, Mann. Now, batting practice, that doesn't get you any runs in the game, but still. 2-1. This is launched out to center field. Park will hold it. O'Donnell, the center fielder, to his left. Into the sun, makes the catch. One down. You can't be a 5 o'clock hitter, Jesse. It just doesn't do anything for the game.
There's nobody watching and going, bonus points.
Except for, I mean, us. We appreciate it. Danny Bautista, too, man. He had some big-time swings. Here's Brian Buelbaugh's base is clear. Pitch home. Right-hander takes a breaking ball down low. 1-0 Dragons. One down in this fourth inning. The righty Harmon kicks and throws home. Fastball, knee high. Oh, just a touch below the knees, rather. Two balls, no strikes. Boy, Trackman says that was at the bottom of the zone.
How good are you in the game of see or no?
2-0. This is on the ground. Sliding stop to his left by Collier at third. From a knee, throws to first. A stretch up the line. Contreras keeps his foot on the bag. Out at first. A beautiful play on the corners of the diamond. Collier to Contreras. Collier almost looked like he was going to roll over on his back. Stopped himself, planted his knee, and fired a lob that was just in time.
105 off the bat of Buelbas. We know how fast he can run.
Luke Mann, the pitch. Fastball down low. I'm sorry, what was the game?
See or no. Have you heard them play the game at batting practice?
No.
So a guy hits a deep drive, Is it a home run? Is it not a home run? If you think it is, see. If you don't think so, no.
1-0. Breaking ball inside corner, strike one.
You have to say it immediately. You've got to just say, see or no. And like, then everybody watches, is it a home run or not?
Oh, I think I could bat about 75, 80% in that game at least. 1-1. This is on the ground, rolled to first. Handled by Contreras, trots to the bag, tags it with the left foot. And that one is a no for a home run. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Lansing goes down quietly. Still Dayton in front, 1-0.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, off to the bottom of the fourth. You know what that means. We've got trivia coming up for you in this half inning. Lansing trying to keep this a 1-0 deficit. Will Johnston, the Aggie, will face Carlos Jorge, Ethan O'Donnell, and Victor Acosta, 6, 7, and 8. Two lefties and a switch hitter. Base runners in all innings so far for Dayton. Base hit and a walk in the first. Base hit in the second. And then a base hit and a walk in the third. Jorge stands in from the left. The lefty Johnston kicks and throws. Bouncing ball, first base side, foul. Most of the shadows have taken over the ballpark now on the field. Shadows all the way outside of deep left center, deep center, and most of right field. The pitch, swing, and this is lifted out to right center field, dropping, and it's down. Bolte to his left collects off one hop and chucks it back in. But a leadoff single, and again, Dayton gets a runner aboard. First hit tonight for Carlos Jorge. He is eighth in MLB Pipeline's ratings in the Cincinnati Reds org. They are hosting the Chicago Cubs this weekend. Here's Ethan O'Donnell from the left side. Johnston comes home. Breaking ball in there, strike one. All right, so trivia. We are talking MLB rehabbers for the Lansing Lugnuts. The 0-1. That's up high. Your hint, it's been a minute since the last MLB rehabber in Lansing. Question is this. Who was it? Who was the last MLB rehabber to come through Lansing? 1-1. This is popped up shallow center field. Bolte coming in, stopping, drifting to his right, makes the catch. And there's the first out. Who was the last Lansing Lugnut to come down as an MLB rehabber? That is your trivia question tonight. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. The email, send in your responses. We'll tell you all about it. If you want to give the game, the year, all of that is bonus. We just need the name.
The temperature.
Who won? The pitch. Line drive out to left field. Back goes Butler towards the wall. Leaps up. It's gone. Acosta, a line drive rocket to left. Number three gives Dayton a 3-0 lead.
Adam, first pitch fastball, bottom part of the zone, and Acosta ambushed Will.
And it's his second home run of the year, his first hit of the series, and that thing got out in a blink. Third home run Johnson has given up. Pitch home. Yan Contreras tries to bunt, but bunts it back foul. The home runs have come against Johnston in three of his last four outings. He had gone seven outings between Stockton and Lansing without giving up a home run this year. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball, 0-2 against Contreras. Lake County, Fort Wayne, both hit home runs against him. Then the battle against Peoria, no home runs. And now Dayton hits one tonight. That's Dayton's 44th home run this year. 3-0 Dragons. Goodness. 0-2. Skip down off the plate. One ball, two strikes.
About the trivia question, Adam, it's funny you mentioning rehabbers, because here in Dayton, the Lugnuts have had to face some Major League rehabbers on the other side, like an Aroldis Chapman and a Johnny Cueto.
They are lucky they don't have to face those guys tonight, but it's looking like that. The pitch, that's up high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Again, Dayton's pitching has cooled down Lansing's bats outside of the nine unanswered they scored on Tuesday.
Which makes every run that Dayton scores feel bigger.
The pitch, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. And there's the fourth strikeout for Johnston. Second out of the inning. Yeah, it really does feel like the offense, there's pressure on them. There's pressure on them because of these low-scoring games. There's a lot of strikeouts, and Dayton is doing just enough. Here's JL, the second leadoff man. Lefty-righty, Johnston throws. That's down low, one ball, no strikes.
I don't know if you're feeling this, but I felt a lot of frustration about these hitters. And the last time I saw that kind of frustration, it was against Fort Wayne when they were going 1-for-16 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, it's been their last two road trips. They struggled against Fort Wayne, lost 4-of-6. 3-0 Dragons. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls, no strikes. And on the other side, Dayton is consistently putting pressure on Johnston. He's been behind a lot tonight. He's given up base runners in every half inning. And the Dragons have cashed in a couple of times. The pitch, there's one right down the chute, inside corner, strike one with the fastball at 91. Two outs, base is clear, bottom four, 3-0 Dragons. The pitch, that's down low and inside with the breaking ball, 3-1. So second time tonight that Allen has been ahead 3-1. Johnston glove in front of his face, turns, kicks, throws. On the ground, over towards second. Great short pick at third, rather, by Mann. Throws low, and it's handled by Will Simpson. Boy, that was a great pick by Mann at the hot corner. We will head to the fifth. A two-run shot from Victor Acosta. 3-0, Dayton leading. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with you right after this.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it, our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
We're going to the fifth inning, and the Dayton Dragons are leading the Lugnuts by a 3-0 score. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. See if the Lugnuts can take a bite out of that deficit. Through four innings against the right-hander Jonathan Harmon, the Lugs have four hits, including a couple of singles for Johnny Butler, a single for Will Simpson, a single for Colby Halter. Halter's due up third in this frame. Batista Jr., Rodriguez, and then Colby. 7-8-9 in the order against the right-hander Harmon. We're waiting for Craig Conklin to take the third base coach's box. And now we are set to go. Here's Danny Batista Jr. Flied out to left field his first time. But he deals. And Batista takes a called strike. Fastball to start him at 95. Twirling his bat about. The deal. Off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. That's a call that, if you're Jonathan Harmon, you probably want, but he didn't get. The 1-1 break even. A ground ball pushed to short. Acosta gloves. Goes to first. One gone. Deep bend by Contreras reaching out to receive the throw.
You got to do those deep knee bends.
Yoga for first baseman.
Daily.
Makes me think of goalies and how flexible they have to be. Well, a first baseman, it's the same kind of thing. Can't let that ball by you.
They don't even have to wear the pads.
That's right. C.J. Rodriguez takes strike one called outside corner. He wasn't too sure. That's a shadow zone situation. 95 consistently for Harmon. 3-0 Dayton. He lets it fly. Fastball, strike two called, shadow zone outside corner. C.J. struck out swinging his first time.
Yeah, he didn't like either of those.
I don't blame him. One out, nobody on. Rodriguez catching, batting eighth. Harmon stretches the arms. Turns, kicks, steals. Reaching out, he pokes it fouled up the right side. In the Lansing bullpen, there's action ongoing. Jack Owen, the lefty, warming up. So we'll see if Will Johnson comes back to the mound for the bottom half of this fifth inning. Right now for Will, 69 pitches. 0-2. Fouled off better than netting. Johnston is at 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Just gave up a 2-run homer to Acosta. Meanwhile, Harmon 4 1/3, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 4 Ks. Shakes off a sign, now nods. Kicks, steals. Ground ball weakly struck, left side. The third baseman, Collier, with the play. Though onward to first for out number two. Elsewhere around the Midwest League, we are scoreboard watching, 13 games to go. In the Midwest League East Division, the Lake County Captains are leading the Lugnuts, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and the Great Lakes Loons all by 2.5 games. So everyone watching Lake County. The pitch to Colby Halter. Shot through the left side, base hit left field. Colby is back aboard. Hector Rodriguez gets it into second on a hop. And Colby Halter's 2-for-2 with 2 singles. Lake County and Beloit playing a doubleheader. And earlier today, Carson Milbrandt, the great Marlins prospect, out-dueled by Parker Messick. Lake County shut out Beloit 4-0. So everybody fell back half a game, back to 3 games out in the East. Here's Johnny Butler. 3-0 Dayton. Pitch. Breaking ball misses in. Ball one. Game two is just underway, and Beloit already has taken the lead. Zapata starting for Lake County. 2-0 Beloit looking for more. Bottom of the first, second, and third, and only one man out. Butler is 2-for-2, 2 singles. He grounds it up the first base side, but foul. Good guardian angel lefty Colton Johnson. Hunter Bro over there with him. So we're watching Lake County and Beloit. Beloit is trying to split today's doubleheader. And if they do, everyone can crawl back within half a game. The pitch, up and away. The Lugnuts are currently trailing 3-0 in the top of the fifth. The Great Lakes Loons are just underway, bottom of the first inning from Dow Diamond. No score of Loons in Cedar Rapids. And West Michigan trails in South Bend in the sixth, 3-0. Here it comes. Shot up the middle, one hop, knocked down by a coast at short, steps on second, just before Halter can slide in feet first. Force out, retires the side. Victor Acosta on the offensive side, Victor Acosta on the defensive side. One hit, one left, no runs for Lansing. Halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Dayton's up 3-0.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face, and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Today in Lugnuts history, a wild one to blow a 7-run lead and win. But first, as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, Will Johnston, the lefty, staying on the hill against 2-3-4. Rodriguez, Stewart, and Collier. The Dayton Dragons order. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. 3-0 Dayton. One in the first, two in the fourth. The pitch to Hector Rodriguez, lefty to lefty. Strike called, inside corner. Started him off with a slider. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 with an infield single his last time. Here it comes. That's called a strike on the outside corner, and again a slider. Slider in, slider away. Rodriguez says, time please. Cartaya time. Johnston has struck out 4 through 4 innings, looking for a fifth strikeout. Here it is. High fly served out to right. Back goes Guelbas with room. In the sunlight, he makes the catch. And there's one down. There are a couple of rectangular strips of sun on an otherwise shaded field. Brian Guelbas found his way into the sunny area. With one gone, Sal Stewart steps in. Lefty to righty, the pitch. Down and away, ball one. A lot of sliders from Johnston, and that was another. Stewart is 0-for-1. That first inning sack fly for the game's first run. 1-0. Ground ball shot foul left side, kicking off the wall, heading over toward the Dayton pen. And a nice play made by a Dragons reliever. The hustle of Joseph Menifee. Victor Acosta's 2-run homer in the bottom of the fourth, adding to the Dragons' lead. The pitch bouncing in over Rodriguez, over the home plate umpire Schmidt, and all the way to the backstop. 2 balls and a strike. 1 out, nobody on. Today in Lugnuts history, it was June the 6th, 2023, and the Lugnuts were at Fort Winsfield in South Bend. Hitters got here on the 2-1. Popped him up. Foul ground, third base side. Rodriguez over, so's Mann. Man from third with the easy catch. Clutched it up against his chest. 2 outs. And bring up Cam Collier. 3-0 Dragons. Johnston looks for a perfect fifth inning. Collier singled and walked. Well, a year ago, this day, the Lugnuts scored 7 runs in the top of the first inning against South Bend. Here comes the manager, Craig Conklin, out. We're going to see the move made to the bullpen right here and now. Johnston at 76 pitches. He has reached his limit. He is out at 4 2/3 innings. 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. And out he goes. And how about a warm hand from the Dayton faithful? Takes off his baseball cap, puts it back down. And the lefty, Jack Owen, is going to take it from here. All he needs is one more out to conclude this fifth inning. So the Lugnuts jumped on South Bend 7-0. Adam, I don't think you were there, were you?
What year was this?
Last year.
No, I didn't make it.
Fort Winsfield, yes.
I didn't make it.
You were busy. Lansing scores 7 runs from the top of the first. 7-0. Knocks out the South Bend starter. And then South Bend goes on to answer with 9. Takes a 9-7 lead over the Lugnuts. But Max Muncy hits a 3-run go-ahead homer. And the Lugnuts rally to beat the Cubs 13-9.
Amazing. It was a Wednesday game last year, I think.
That was a wild sort of game.
Wacky Wednesday.
Yes, it was. Mariano Ricciardi made his Lugnuts debut. He went 3-for-5 with 2 singles and a double. Every single batter in the order scored a run. That is how you blow a 7-run lead and win by 4 today in Lugnuts history.
Get their hopes up, let them come all the way back.
That's right.
And then rip them out.
You love seeing that from the guys, too, that you can blow a lead and that you don't get demoralized. This has been a Lugnuts team. Just like last year, we've seen the fight in them. That's something that Craig Conklin prides himself in as a manager, is that his guys don't give in. Lugnuts trailing right now 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jack Owen is coming in to take on Cam Collier. And if all goes well, Owen will retire Collier and this fifth and send us to the sixth inning. And already looking ahead, Bolte, Annalis, Simpson coming up. Dayton starting pitchers. Jonathan Harmon following the trail that had been blazed for him by Ryan Cardona. 5 scoreless innings, 9 strikeouts. And then, yes, or I should say, Ryan Cardona in the opener, and then it was Javi Rivera yesterday, 7 innings, 9 strikeouts. We resume. First pitch, Collier. Strike called at the knees. Cam Collier, a single and a walk against the starter, Johnston. Lefty-lefty, Owen throws. Fouled off the foot, strike 2. Adam, I heard that it was a foul off the foot for Brett Harris that landed the former Lugnut third baseman on the injured list.
Man. Infielders right now, a little dinged in this system.
Yeah. Max Muncy, Jacob Wilson, working their way back to better health. Two outs, nobody on. Last of the fifth. 0-2. That is foul tipped into the mid of Rodriguez. Struck him out. 3 pitches for Owen. He dispatches one of the Reds' top prospects in Collier. And we're going to the sixth inning. Let's see if the Lugnuts can rally. Down by 3. 3-0 Dragons in game 3 of the series.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Henry Bolte leads off the top of the sixth inning from Dayo Ballpark in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. The Lugnuts are down 3-0. Dayton Dragons right-hander Jonathan Harmon against Bolte. Anale Simpson, 2-3-4. Through five scoreless innings, he has struck out 4, and he has scattered 5 singles. He has struck out Henry Bolte twice. He deals. Henry grounds it foul off the railing of the Dayton Dragons dugout. No balls, one strike. I would like to say hello to Sandy and Jill, members of the Dayton Dragons Booster Club, checking in and saying hello. Here's the pitch. Bolte lines it foul off the right side, strike 2. So good to spend time with Sandy and Jill here at Dayton Ballpark yesterday. They told me they'll be back to enjoy the game on Sunday here in person. 0-2 coming. Outside. I've talked about it before. I'll talk about it again. The fact that the Lugnuts Booster Club and the Dragons Booster Club, such wonderful friendships that have been born. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Air to the mid of the catcher, Hunter. And Bolte is struck out again. Henry Bolte is struck out in 8 consecutive at-bats. The most consecutive at-bats that I can remember a Lugnut striking out is, I believe, Lázaro Armenteros struck out in 10 consecutive at-bats. Here's Aribel Anales. The pitch. Fastball right in there. Strike called. One out, nobody on. Down 3-0. And the deal. That is fouled off, bouncing off to the left side at home. 0-2 for Anales. We've got Jonathan Harmon out here peppering in mid-90s fastballs. Winds, throws, breaking ball lifted by Anales out to left center field. There's Rodriguez and O'Donnell. Rodriguez, great finding back to his left, makes the catch. 2 outs. Little change of pace there from Harmon to bring up Will Simpson. Simpson is 1-for-2 with a single. Righty to righty. Ground ball knocked off the glove of Harmon down to his feet. Picks it up. Hunter hands it over to Contreras. And that ends a perfect top of the sixth inning. Sixth inning slang today. I suppose I should have prioritized. Your sixth inning slang today is going on a fishing trip. Who goes on a fishing trip in a baseball game? We'll answer that coming up in the bottom half of this sixth inning. Dragons 3, Lugnuts nothing.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa. We'll be right back.
A call to the bullpen for the Lugnuts for the bottom half of the sixth inning. Will Johnston went 4 2/3, and then Jack Owen 1/3, and now Blaze Pontes. Pontes, drafted out of the University of Hawaii by the Oakland Athletics 2 years ago in the 16th round, deals to Cade Hunter batting left. 3-0 Dayton. Low and in, ball one. Pontes is making his fifth relief appearance of the year, his 11th overall appearance. Hunter batting left, 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts. On the pitch. Inside, ball two. This is where it's so important to go through the splits for Pontes, reliever and starter. He offers. Grounded foul at home. That pitch was knocked right into the dirt and it spun. Spun like a dreidel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Cade Hunter, the Virginia Tech Hokie. A 2-1 hitter's pitch. Inside, ball three. Okay, so here we go. Pontes, as a starter, 12.52 ERA, in the league hitting 3.94 against him. As a reliever, a 2.38 ERA, in the league hitting 2.38. Fires the 3-1. Low and in, ball four. He has walked the first batter that he faces. Here comes Carlos Jorge. Well, the Lugnuts lineup has been blanked through six innings by Jonathan Harmon. That's the key story. All Dayton's offense, a run in the first, two-run homer in the fourth inning by Victor Acosta. 3-0 they lead. The pitch, Carlos Jorge bounces wide the first foul ball, strike one. So, Adam, you'd like to have not allowed any runs. But right now, the Lugnuts offense, which enters having scored more runs than anybody else in the league, and they are once again getting silenced by Dayton's starter. 0-1. Righty to lefty. The pitch to Jorge. Ball one inside.
Got to score in the late innings. They've been making that their thing the last couple of weeks. Just going to have to do it coming from behind tonight.
Early in the game, you were mentioning a lot of hard contact, but at guys. The break-even pitch to Jorge. Up and away, ball two. Right, there were balls that were getting smacked, and yet Kim Collier at third base, great play. And the outfield, there was O'Donnell. Left field, Rodriguez, and onward all around the diamond. Dayton was finding a way. Victor Acosta at shortstop. 2-1. Jorge takes. Ball three up and in. Well, in the top half of the sixth inning, that went away too. Harmon recorded his fifth strikeout. Anale is a lazy fly. Simpson, the comebacker. This offense, they need a reset. A 3-1 pitch. A ground ball pulled on the right side. Halter gloves. Those to second one. Anale is to first. In time. Double play. 4-6-3. And wipe out the leadoff walk.
Colby Halter. What a turn. He's got to go a couple of steps to his left, throw a long way back to second, and then Anales quickly gets it out of his mitt over to Simpson. Well turned DP for the Nuts.
Bring up Ethan O'Donnell with two outs and nobody on. Second double play induced by Pontes. O'Donnell batting left, 3-0 Dayton. Blaze fires. Strike called on the inside corner. All right, sir, do you have an idea for our sixth inning slang? Going on a fishing trip.
The Lugnuts offense?
Yes, basically. And 0-1. Ground ball sizzling into right center field. Base hit. Daisy cutter. Bolte gets it in. O'Donnell is on with a two-out single.
I've never heard this one before. I don't know.
So imagine a batter going down fishing. Uh-huh. Right, chasing, let's say, a slider low and away. When you go fishing, you're striking out, and you're striking out with a whiff. That's going on a fishing trip.
Okay, yeah, I've heard going fishing. I guess I should have put two and two
same
together.
Same thing, to go fishing.
I guess I took the bait there.
Here's Victor Acosta. Switch hitter batting left. A spinneth over by Pontes, tagged late. O'Donnell safely back in. How about you? Do you enjoy going fishing?
No.
Not as a batter, not as someone who does not like fishing.
0 for 2 on both, Jesse.
This pitch is fouled back. I was angling for the answer.
It's a little too slow for my liking, but I get it.
There's a question that if you find the right lug nut, you can get a surprising number. And the question is either how many gloves do you have or how many rods and reels do you have? And 0-1, runner takes off, the pitch is high. Rodriguez is thrown down, dropped by Onilis. O'Donnell steals second. Rodriguez threw a frozen rope right over the bag. Arribio came sliding over to his left. Ball was in the glove. Ball came out of the glove, hit him in the right bare hand, and then bounced down.
And then Andale's got undercut, too. So a little limp there with that right leg. But that was a great throw. If he catches, I think he's out.
That added injury to insult.
Sure did.
One ball, one strike to Cannon Acosta. Hit a two-run homer his last time. After his first time, he was robbed by a leaping catch by the second baseman, Halter. The 1-1 pitch from Pontes. Fouled straight back. It was a lug nut some years back who I remember had something like 16 rods and reels, all for a different purpose or occasion.
Did you bring one on the road trip?
I did not. We had a first rounder when we were Blue Jays affiliate named Max Pentecost who would practice his cast. 1-2, up and away. You know how guys practice their golf swings? He would stand in the tall weeds right next to where the bus was parked, and you just see him out there with his rod, just practicing to get the right cast.
Wow.
A 2-2. Fly ball left field. Johnny Butler measures, moves back. Butler reaches up to make the catch. Inning over. In the end, a walk, a single, a runner left at second. No runs against Blaze. We head to the seventh inning where Adam Jacks returns, reeling you in at the Dayton Dragons 3, the Lugnuts nothing.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Okay, there's got to be runs coming in this half inning, right? Off to the top of the seventh, Dayton 3, Lansing none. Lugnuts trying to get something going. Brian Dwelbas, Luke Mann, and Danny Bautista Jr. still against the starter, Jonathan Harmon. And that's Jonathan with two H's, J-O-H-N-A-T-H-A-N. The pitch, breaking ball, outside corner, strike one. Dwelbas tonight, ground outs in the second and the fourth. Great play defensively in the fourth, robbed him. The pitch. This is popped up first base side. Into the seats, out of play, 0-2. 13th rounder out of Hornbeck, Louisiana in 2022 and Northwestern State. Jonathan Harmon. Throws home. Outside. One ball, two strikes. Northwestern State is in Nakitosh. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball foul. That's spelled N-A-T-C-H-I-T-O-C-H-E-S. Nakitosh. Not an easy one. The Demons down there. 1-2 pitch. Swing, and it's fouled off, and that one caught. The home plate umpire, Brandon Schmidt. I'm going to fight that one off. I think it got him where the chest protector is, but still, that doesn't feel good. And, yeah, he's taking an extra minute here. Asked Brian Buelbas to give him a second. Lansing in this game has just 5 hits, all singles. The pitch. Swinging its bounce foul, third base side, over in the area of Craig Conklin. That's that one go down the line, and one of the Dayton Dragon bullpen members coming over to take that baseball. Righty-righty matchup. Harmon raises the glove above his head, turns, plants, kicks, and throws. Swing and a miss. Got him with the fastball on the outer edge at 95. 6 strikeouts for Harmon. So the last 2 outings for him, he has not given up a run, and he's so far done the same thing. 14 strikeouts now in his last 18-plus innings. Here's Luke Mann from the left side. The pitch, swinging its grounded foul, first base side. Manson on his 0-for-2. Lansing's last base hit, Colby Halter, in the 5th, his 2nd hit tonight. 3-0 Dragons, top 7. Righty-lefty matchup here. Base is clear, 1 away. The pitch. Breaking ball flies wide. 1-1. It's a picture-perfect night here on this Thursday, June 6, 2024. Started at 81 degrees. Now 77. The pitch. Breaking ball outside, 2-1. Lansing won 9-2 on Tuesday. They fell last night 4-1. Didn't get their last at-bats in the top of the ninth because of the rain. 2-1. It's on the inside corner, and we're even. Good-looking curveball, 2-2. But just no runs for the Nuts here tonight. Harmon throws. Lined out to left field. Rodriguez skipping back in front of the track makes the catch. 2 outs. Well, it was this day back that in 1944, all Major League games were canceled as the country's focus is turned toward Europe while Allied forces invade occupied France. D-Day. Pitch home. Danny Bautista Jr. came around, strike 1 at the bottom of the zone. A day with, unfortunately, a lot of loss. The 0-1. Breaking ball is a little bit low, 1-1, but it was an invasion that was needed that came back in Normandy, France. The pitch, swing, and it's cued back foul. 1-2. The invasion began shortly after midnight on the morning of June 6 with extensive aerial and naval bombardment as well as an airborne assault. 24,000 American, British, and Canadian airborne troops. And they targeted 5 different sectors. 1-2 pitch. Swinging, this is launched out to center field. O'Donnell is going back towards his left, towards the track. Reaches out and he makes the catch just in front of the wall for the 3rd and final out. It was Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword as the troops came in from the sea, and it was an intense day. We'll keep talking about it in the bottom of the 7th. Right now, though, it is Dayton 3, Lansing none as we stretch it out down here in Southwest Ohio.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, we're all stretched out here as we come back for the seventh. 3-0 Dragons leading the Lugnuts. Blaise Pontes, the piggyback starter, worked around a walk and a single in the sixth. He's out to face Yan Contreras, the nine-hitter in the seventh. Righty-righty matchup, the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one. So D-Day in Normandy, we're talking about it today. It's the 80th anniversary here in 2024. The 0-1, swing and miss is a line drive out to left field, down for a base hit. So leadoff man is on. Contreras has struggled this year, but he's got his first hit of the series. And give him just his eighth hit of the season. Jay Allen the second now coming to the plate. Now they would appreciate the aerial attack here in Dayton because this is a spot known for its flying. Wright brothers. Pitch home. That's outside. Ball one. I mean, this was ridiculous, though. The men that were coming out of the beaches, they were facing mines covered with obstacles such as wooden stakes, metal tripods, and barbed wire, trying to come up onto the beach. The pitch. Runner takes off for second. It's fouled back. One ball, one strike, and you're coming out of the water, and you've got planet gunmen that are shooting at you at all of these spots. At Gold, Juno, and Sword, several fortified towns were cleared and house-to-house fighting, but still, it was at Omaha that it was most difficult because there were high cliffs there. Pontes comes set, throws home. Ooh, that comes in and it gets Allen. And he will head to first base. Just came up and in and got him, and they're at first and second with nobody out. With Dayton up 3-0 in the seventh, looking for more.
Here's the replay, Adam. Right off the shoulder, and then it ricocheted off the mask for CJ Rodriguez.
Not ideal. Two for the price of one there. So on that first day, the allies that were all working together, United Kingdom, United States, Canada, France, Australia, Czechoslovakia, Poland, Netherlands, Norway, New Zealand, Greece, South Africa, all trying to team up against the Germans. World War II.
Successfully.
Yes, indeed. They were able to link up and overtake two beaches on the first day. The pitch, that's a fastball. In there for a strike, throw back down to second. Angeles caught it to the left of second and behind the bag as Contreras got back. Juno and Gold were the ones they got on the first day, and they got all five beachheads that were connected by June 12th. So it took them nearly a week. The 0-1, swing and this is roped foul. No balls, two strikes. German casualties on D-Day have been estimated to be from around 4,000 to 9,000 men, and Allied casualties were documented for at least 10,000, with over 4,400 confirmed dead. So it was a bloody day. It was a difficult day for many, but it was a day that was unfortunately needed. The 0-2 pitch. This is on the ground over towards second. Holter has it, has one play, slides to first. It's in time, one down. Runners advance to second and third. So here comes Sal Stewart. 3-0, Lansing trailing bottom seven, and now the infield is brought in. He's 0-for-2 today with a sac fly in the first. The pitch, that's a little bit outside. So thanks to all the troops and all the allies coming together to help get us through World War II, a day we will obviously never forget, a historic day, June 6th, 1944, D-Day. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a chopper, third base side, weakly hit. It's handled by Mann, throws up the line, and the bag is tapped by Simpson. He had to come off the bag, turn around, step back on it for the second out. A run scores as Contreras comes in. It's 4-0 on the RBI ground out from Sal Stewart. Second RBI tonight.
I think the whole notion, Adam, that D-Day was the beginning of the end of the war.
It certainly was. And again, thank goodness for it, but what a brave day for all of those individuals. The pitch, Cam Collier, it's fouled back. D, by the way, has been thought of to stand for many things, but it simply stands for day.
Yes. You could hear my smile. I'm so glad that you read that.
I read that earlier today, yeah. I'd heard that, though. The 0-1 pitch. That's up ball one.
It's the military naming convention, like H hour.
One one pitch. That's outside. All due respect. Seems a little counterproductive, no?
No, it emphasizes. Makes it crystal clear, and clarity in communication, very important.
You got it, Jay Jesse. 2-1 pitch, swing, and an ugly, slow swing at that. Strike two, Collier went fishing.
Fishing trip. You know how long after D-Day France was liberated? 2 months, just 2 months afterward. After the successful invasion.
Those Normandy beaches will never be the same. 2-2 pitch. Down low, 3-2, 4-0 Dragons, 2 outs, runner at third here for the Dragons in the bottom of the seventh.
That idea of the greatest sacrifice, right?
Absolutely. And again, it's a reason why we're able to do things like play baseball games 80 years later today. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He went fishing again. Ball jumps up the third baseline. Rodriguez secures, throws to first. Simpson has it. And there is the third and final out. Pontes with the strikeout, his first. We head to the eighth. All Dayton up 4-0.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Zone Dragons here as we're through seven. Lansing getting blanked 4-0. And a new pitcher finally in. Jonathan Hansen goes seven strong. Gives up just 5 hits, 6 strikeouts, no walks. And now gives way to Array Fronson, the right-hander, 6'3", 220 from Netherlands. 22-year-old faces C.J. Rodriguez. Righty, righty, the pitch. Up high inside, ball one. Well, Lansing has done their damage against the bullpen, and they would love to do it against Fronson. ERA is up near 6 through 11 outings this year. The pitch, this is fly back. 1-1. 12 earned runs, 1 home run, and more strikeouts, or rather more walks than strikeouts. 18 walks, 15 strikeouts, opponents batting 300 against the righty. Turns and throws. Check swing around goes Rodriguez on the slider. 1-2. We'll get you that trivia answer here in this eighth inning as well. 1-2. A bouncing ball. A couple of hops to second. Stewart to his left on the run throws. One down. All right, so in the bottom of the fourth inning, we asked you about the last major league rehabber for the Lansing Lugnuts. It's been a while. You got to go back to 2015. Jesse, anybody get this one right?
Yeah, Paul Hammerly was going back a little bit deeper. He guessed Ryan Dempster.
The pitch, that's down low. 1-0. It was not Dempster, but Dempster was the third back in 2004. This was in 2015. Marcus Stroman. The pitch, that's on the outside corner. Strike one to Colby Halter. 2-for-2 tonight, by the way, for Colby. It's his 12th multi-hit game of the year. Couple of singles. 4-0, though, Dragons lead. Top eight. One out, base is clear. The pitch. Left-hander takes a breaking ball outside. So Marcus Stroman, he was excellent as he came in. He was pitching for the first time since tearing an ACL back in early March of 2015. And he threw 69 pitches. The pitch, that's up high outside from Fronson. He went 4 2/3, hitless, scoreless innings, and he touched the mid-90s, struck out 7 Great Lakes Loons, walked just 1 batter. 3-1 pitch. That's down at the knees, strike 2. Here's the problem, though. Lansing was leading 4-0. They ended up losing to Great Lakes. Unfortunately, Carlos Ramirez, the closer, could not get the final out. The pitch, that's inside, ball 4. Colby Halter has reached 3 times tonight. 2 singles and a walk. 1-1 as we go back to the top of the card for Johnny Butler. And Lansing lost this game 7-4. Jesse, they were leading 4-0 heading into the top of the ninth. They were leading 4-0 with 2 outs in the ninth. They were leading 4-0 and had the Loons down to their final strike twice in the ninth. The pitch in there, strike 1 to Johnny Butler. The Loons scored 7 in 2015 to spoil Marcus Stroman's day. He pitched phenomenally, but boy, oh boy, what a tough loss.
Ever watch a great movie with a bad ending?
Yep. The pitch, that's on the outside corner, strike 2.
It was a tremendous night. It was electric. And the Toronto media was out, and the fans were there in their Blue Jays uniforms. Nobody had thought that Stroman would come back that year. The injury suffered in spring training. The thought was he was going to be done the whole season. And then there he was.
The 0-2. Swing and it's popped up. Third base side. Collier coming in towards the line in front of the base. Fair territory makes the catch. Two outs.
That really was the tale of the Lugnut 2015 season. Tremendous individual talents. But in the playoffs, the Lugnuts bullpen betrayed them.
Oh, you hate to hear that. But so cool. It's crazy to think that we don't get a lot of Major League rehabbers in Lansing. The last one was nearly a decade ago. Here's Henry Bolte. First pitch is outside. Ball one. 4-0, Dayton leading. Top eight. Runner at first and Colby Halter. Two outs. Before Stroman, Brett Lowry was the last in 2012 and 2013. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. 2-0. By the way, Henry Bolte has struck out eight straight times over the last three games, so trying to avoid one here. He struck out three times tonight. He got golden sombrero last night. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. It was Jesse Litch in 2011, Anthony Sanders 2005. We remember Mark Pryor in 04, Andy Pratt in 04, Ryan Dempster in 04. Jeremy Gonzalez in 2000. Pitches down low, 3-1. And the first was Kevin Appier in 1998. How about that? Three, though, in 04 with the Cubs.
Jesse Litch was here, rehabbing with the Lugnuts on the road here in Dayton.
3-1. That's on the inside corner. Strike two. And Bolte was ready to take a walk. And it just caught the bottom part of the zone. So a full count coming. Bolte trying to get something. Runner at first, two outs, 4-0, Dayton. The pitch, swing and a miss. And Bolte has got to be beside himself. Four more strikeouts tonight after four last night. And it is now nine straight strikeouts for Henry Bolte. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 4-0, Dragons lead.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's OK. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
To the bottom of the eighth here at Day Air Credit Union Ballpark. It's a beautiful evening. 9 o'clock on a Thursday, June 6, 2024. And the regular crowd of 7,661 has shuffled in here to watch the Dragons and the Lugnuts. Okay, here's Cade Hunter. He faces Blaise Pontes. Righty-lefty matchup, pitch one. Yanked out to right field, coming in on the run. Puelba sticks out the mitt and snags it. One down. There have not been many innings tonight where Lansing has not allowed a base runner. One, exactly. It was the fifth. Every other inning, Dayton has had base runners. We'll see if Pontes can have a clean eighth. Here's Carlos Jorge. The pitch home. Swing and this is roped on one hop. Knocked down by Simpson at first. Calls off Pontes. Runs the bag. Wins the race. Two pitches. Two outs on two hard hit balls. Hey, tonight is the start of the NBA Finals. You got the Mavs and Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving going back home to Boston to play the Celtics. They have not won since 2008. The Mavericks have a more recent title against the Heat than the vaunted Celtics, who have been good for years, but they haven't been able to get it done.
Hang on. Do you remember what we said at the start of the playoffs?
First pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike one to Ethan O'Donnell. 4-0. Dragons lead. Bottom eight. Two outs.
Both you and I called that the Boston Celtics would win it. Do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, it's the popular pick.
Go to the tape. Start of the playoffs.
The pitch. Swing. And that's fouled back off CJ Rodriguez. No balls. Two strikes.
And then both of us said, it's too obvious. It's the front runner. We both went that way, but both of us were calling Celtics. So are you going to change your mind and now pick Dallas?
I would like to publicly apologize to the Lansing Lugnuts clubby, Hayden Stamm, and I would like to publicly apologize to the Lugnuts pitcher, Jake Garland. The pitch, that's up high, ball one. I would like to see the Dallas Mavericks win this one, and I would like to see them defeat the Boston Celtics in the Garden. Kyrie goes for 40 in Game 7.
So salty.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes O'Donnell. But if the Celtics do win, it'll be the first ever title for Grand Ledge native Al Horford, who has been an institution in the NBA. He needs one.
And whose family is constantly at Lugnuts games.
Absolutely. We love him. So best of luck to the Horfords. Best of luck in the series to both teams. Enjoy the basketball. Here on the Diamond tonight, 4-0. Dragons lead. Ninth inning next with Jesse.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The Dayton Dragons send a Ray Fronson back to the mound for the ninth. 4-0 Dayton, looking for a combined five-hit shutout. Jonathan Harmon, the first seven innings, Fronson then pitched around a one-out walk and a hitless scoreless eighth. And he deals to Avery Bielanilis to begin the ninth. Simpson and Guabas to follow. First offering's outside. Ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Anales is 0-3 with a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. Right-hander to right-hander. Step back, the leg kick, here it is. Fastball runs inside, and it's 2-0. Adam had just mentioned the comeback by the Great Lakes Loons on the day that Marcus Stroman rehabbed for the Lugnuts back in 2015. This is a 2-0 for Anales. A breaking ball called a strike on the inside corner. I mentioned earlier that today in Lugnuts history, the Lugnuts rallied back to beat the South Bend Cubs. Leads are not necessarily safe in the Midwest League. 2-1 hitter's pitch. Anales grounds to third. Collier fields, those to first, and the dig by Contreras. Sinker over from Collier. Received without issue. One gone. Will Simpson next. The five hits for the Lugnuts. Two singles for Johnny Butler. One in the third, one in the first. Two singles for Colby Halter. One in the third, one in the fifth. And a single for Will Simpson in the second. Righty, righty. One out, nobody on. 4-0 Dayton. The pitch. Fastball called a strike at 94. Working the outer third, belt high. Bronson to Simpson. Slider lined right center field. O'Donnell back to make the catch. The center fielder secures at number two. 103 off the bat for Will. Nothing to show for it. It's up to Brian Brobaz to keep the Lugnuts alive. Robas is 0-for-3 with a couple of ground outs and a strikeout. 4-0 Lugs trail. The pitch up high, ball one. Bronson Ruddies out of the Netherlands deals. Strike called, 94 miles an hour. At the knees.
It's been nearly a month since Lansing was last shut out. May 7th at Great Lakes, they lost 2-0.
That was the first game of that series. Robas takes strike two called. Again, the fastball.
That was a game that started at like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Frickin' loons.
Dayton's one strike away from shutting out Lansing. 1-2 pitch to Brobas. He swings and misses. He was late on the fastball away, and this ball game is over. The Dragons beat the Nuts 4-0. Dayton has won two straight games in this series, and the Dragons are back to 500 at 27-27, dropping the Lugnuts to 28-26. Third time this year that the Lugnuts have been shut out. Adam, we began this game talking about the pitching and the importance of starting pitching. And once again, Dayton got a gem. Jonathan Harmon, 7 scoreless.
Yeah, they did. Unfortunately for the Nuts, they could not get anything going. Harmon put together his third straight great start. He has not given up any runs in his last 18 and a third innings pitched. I mean, he's been excellent. And Lansing, again, just too many strikeouts tonight. Only singles. Their last base hit came in the fifth inning of this game. They drew one walk. It's got to change. They're slumping right now, and part of that is Henry Bolte, one of their best batters. He's not putting the ball in play, and a lot of these other guys aren't either. So just got to change things up and find a way out of this slump here that they've got themselves in Dayton.
Bolte feels a microcosm. The Lugnuts offense isn't doing much. And Henry Bolte, 0-for-4, 4 strikeouts, 2 consecutive days. In fact, he has struck out 4 times in every game of this series.
Yeah, it's tough for him, and he's a great player. He's a great hitter. He's just slumping right now. That's just how it goes. Baseball is incredibly difficult. It's mind games, and Dayton has had good approaches to Bolte and the Lugnuts, and they just got to find their way out of this. Got to find a way and come back tomorrow, come ready to go, and try and even up this series.
On the bright side for the Lugnuts, Johnny Butler, 2 singles. Will Simpson had the hit. But how about Colby Halter's performance out of the 9 spot?
That's great to see. I mean, he's a guy that is trying to find his bat again. He walked a lot in that first month, as he talked about yesterday when we chatted with him. And he found some power last month. And he's just trying to have great at-bats. And his 12th time having multiple hits in a game. He reaches all 3 times, draws the only walk. They've got to have more at-bats like that. It can't just be Colby Halter, but great to see him put together those 3 good plate appearances today.
Your final totals, no runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Lugnuts today. The Lugnuts stranded 5 runners on the bases, went 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. For the Dayton Dragons, 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. 6 runners left on. They were 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position. The winning pitcher is Jonathan Harmon, the starter for Dayton. The losing pitcher, Lansing starter Will Johnston. 4 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Jack Owen, 1/3. He struck out Cam Collier. Then Blaise Pontes, 3 innings out of the pen, 1 run allowed on 1 walk, 2 hits. He struck out 2. The time of tonight's game, 2 hours and 5 minutes.
That'll play.
Yeah. In front of a crowd of 7,661, something else that was nice, no rain.
Yeah, that was nice, but it was Dayton that brought the rain on the mound. That's for darn sure.
They sure did. And now it's time for the moment of truth. Let's look around the rest of the Midwest League. You already know that Lake County won against Beloit in Beloit in game one of today's doubleheader, 4-0. In game two, they've gone back and forth. Beloit scored 4 runs in the first inning. Lake County has rallied, 1 in the second, 2 in the third. It's right now the Sky Carp 5, the Captains 3, bottom of the fourth, game two of the doubleheader, slated for 7 innings. If Lake County loses, that doubleheader will be split, and the Lugnuts will only fall half a game back to 3 games out of first place. Great Lakes is currently leading Cedar Rapids 4-3. They're in the middle of the fifth inning from Dow Diamond. And West Michigan fell behind early 3-0. They've scored 5 unanswered. They're going to the ninth. Whitecaps leading at 4 Winsfield, 5-3. The games that don't matter as much, with Great Lakes, West Michigan, and Lansing all entering tonight, tied for second behind first place Lake County. Quad Cities in Wisconsin tied up 1-1 in the seventh inning from Appleton. And from Fort Wayne, Indiana, the Tin Caps only have 1 hit. They only have 1 run, and they're down to Peoria 5-1. They're in the last of the seventh from Parkview Field. That's your check around the Midwest League. Adam, looking ahead in this series. Tomorrow night, the right-hander Grant Judkins goes to the mound for the Lugnuts. Jake Garland will piggyback him. It's Bryce Hubbert on the mound for Dayton. The lefty is making his 7th start of the year, his 9th overall appearance. He has a 6.23 ERA. Could he be one of the few Dayton starting pitchers who does not come in pitching his best baseball of the year?
Well, yeah, I mean, Lansing, again, it's got to be about their approach. They got to change it up here, and they got to find a way. But first thing, they're going to have to score some runs, Jesse. They've been held to 1 run the last 2 games. And shut out for just the 3rd time tonight. They got to bring it tomorrow.
Their wins against Dayton in the season series, they won 1-0 on opening night. And there are other wins. They scored 11 runs, 9 runs, 10 runs, and 9 runs. So, you understand, when they've beaten Dayton, it has been because of the bats. And the bats absent yesterday and shut out today. That'll do it for us here at Day Air Ballpark. Any final thoughts?
No, that's it. Let's get some runs tomorrow. That was kind of a snooze fest tonight, and you got to tip your cap to the Dayton Dragons, but it's not Lugnuts baseball here in 2024. The offense dictates this team. They're one of the best offenses in the league. They got to take this personal tonight, and it's not going to feel good, but they've got to use that, come ready to go, prepare, and get after it tomorrow. Come back and bounce back.
NBA Finals Game 1 tonight. Good luck.
All right, man. It's all Celtics right now.
Well, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Once more, your final score, the Dragons 4, the Lugnuts nothing. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Good night from the Gem City of Dayton, Ohio, and go Nuts!